morning, everyone, and welcome to Life Bridge. We're glad you're here with us today as we worship our Lord and Savior. Little thing to know, you know, God gives us lots of grace when we mess up. It's your turn today to give us lots of grace here at Life Bridge, because our pastor, Pastor John and Savannah and their family's on vacation, and our head sound guy and tech guy is on vacation. So Clay's filling in back there, and we're all winging it a little bit. So we're going to be very authentic today. So welcome here with us. And our slides are doing something weird too. So, you know, little grace. So we're actually, I was going to point out the last one over there. If you go to My Life Bridge, which just go to lifebridge.church, click on My Life Bridge up in the top right, and you can find out what's going on here at Life Bridge. If you're new to Life Bridge or you're thinking about making Life Bridge your church family, click on Next Steps. Click on the Belong and find out some steps we think that would be suggestions for how to decide on a church family. If you want to support Life Bridge, there's lots of ways to do it. Thank you for your generosity. It does more than keep our lights on. One of the big things it does is help us support our local partners like TLC and Love and Exploit No More and our global partners. And I want to highlight one of those today, which is Exploit No More. You can pick up these cards out in the lobby, but I'm not going to wing it here. I'm going to read this to you. Exploit No More. Motivated by the love of Jesus, Exploit No More's mission is to end child sex trafficking in the greater Milwaukee region. Exploit No More works with private, public, and other nonprofit community organizations to dismantle the local sex trade of children using three key approaches: awareness, advocacy, and aftercare. And that's why we did, if you were around last month, Hoops for Hope, was to support Exploit No More. And so thank you for that generosity. We have some other things coming up here. If you go to our website and click on events, you're going to find out that we're celebrating our 10th anniversary as a church. 10 years ago on Easter Sunday, which was April 20th that year, Life Bridge was planted by a group of about 10 people that we are going to celebrate and thank. And we would love you to be a part of that. We're actually going to have a celebration on April 27th. The slide isn't updated because one of the things we figured out that Pastor John does is update the slides each week. So, yeah, he's not here. So mark your calendars. Put it in your phone right now. April 27th is we're going to celebrate. That's a Saturday. And please scan this QR code or go to the website, or if you get the email, and let us know some memories. Upload a picture. Write a few sentences about memories you have if you were here in the beginning, or if you are newer, why are you, did you make Life Bridge your church home? So we're going to try and put together a little slideshow for that as we celebrate and thank those who planted this church 10 years ago. We have one other announcement that we just came up with a slide here quick that doesn't quite match the rest, but that's okay. Church camp. This is something new to Life Bridge this year. Okay, if you like camping, or if you don't like camping, this is for you, because you can go just for the day, too. Clay and Alexander, he's back in the sound booth, or Kristen Hodges are the people to talk to about it if you want more information. It's going to be August 23rd through the 25th up at Camp Timberley, which is 600 beautiful acres. We took our kids there for church camp every summer when our kids were little. It's amazing, and it's for everybody, from the littles to us. So look into that. If you don't have the equipment that you need to go camp, don't let that stop you. Talk to Clay or Kristen, and we'll help you with that. It's $78 for the weekend, $7 just for a day pass, but if you're going to spend the night and get a campsite, don't let that cost stop you either. We want everybody to be able to go. The thing we want you to do right now, as soon as possible, is either go to the website or go to the email from Friday if you want to go and register, because we need to know how many campsites we need for this. So that's why we're announcing it so early.